And welcome back into News Radio K-Man's In Focus. Brandon Peoples here, joined by Ben Jedlicka. He's the game warden, the Kansas Department of Wildlife, Parks, and Tourism. Glad to have you with us here today.
Thank you for the invitation. I was thrilled to get that.
You bet. I know this is a busy time of year. I know for you guys monitoring, you know, just deer vehicle collisions, and you've brought some stats here.
The deer vehicle collisions are the worst this week. This is the worst week of the whole year. There's another small peak when May, June, when the young deer, the fawns are born. There's a kind of a little bit of a stupid deer time. But the deer are moving. They have been for several weeks. The peak is right now, and it's going to continue for several more weeks. And it doesn't really matter if it's early morning or dusk. They're moving all the time, all day and night.
So people need to be aware. They need to be watching, you know, have those lights on, brights if necessary.
It's going to happen to you or somebody you know eventually. There's just a lot of deer. My recommendation is if it happens when you're in the vehicle, you'll need to open your eyes again. I only know this because I know you have to open your eyes again. And the objective is to stay on the road. If you can be on the road on the other side of the deer, very likely you won't be injured, especially with going off the road is much more dangerous than what can happen with the deer.
So why is this week specifically so?
Well, they're breeding, and that's the reason.
Okay,
it's the prime time for deer breeding. The bucks are chasing down does, and neither one of them pays much attention to all that they've learned about how to avoid being struck by a vehicle.
Mm-hmm. Well, and you know, next week obviously busy travel week, so there's that extra element here. Even though, you know, it's gonna maybe.
I don't think that's in their plan.
Yeah, not for them. Maybe not for the deer, but you see here on the chart over 1,000 deer vehicle collisions, and that's by day. That's
well, I think statewide it's closer to 10,000. The trend is going up. Okay. Over the past what do we have here? 4 years, the trend has gone up. I don't know that we can have any more days to hunt deer. I've followed your selling deer licenses, or you're selling not deer licenses. You're selling Jingle Bell Rock tags or licenses. I'm not sure, but anyway, that's how we keep the deer population down. And how can we do more of that? There is a doe only season coming up on New Year's Day only. And by the way, last time I was here, thanks again, Nick, for having me back. We had a youth disabled hunt, and we took 11 deer. And I've got pictures. None of those deer have antlers. So that program helps to reduce the deer population. And again, that one-day season we have, New Year's Day, any of those hunters that were not successful, I'm hoping to find guides to go ahead and take them on New Year's Day. And maybe we can get a few more of the antlerless deer in order to help control the population.
And I think Dave had a question he wanted to pitch in here on elk, right?
Did you see how he just like suddenly just, you know, started getting a little queasy when he heard that Dave had a question? Well, you know, there's a lot of things. You know, I popped a deer last year. It was actually in the early December with my truck, and killed my truck. Airbags, you know, just it's amazing the kind of damage that can do.
You avoided it during that peak time, which is this
lane,
week.
Stayed in the lane.
Yeah,
totally disabled the truck.
There you go. Yeah.
And that's the second time that's happened to me. The first one was on I-70 over by Solomon. This one was south of Abilene. And one of the things that was unique about that story, and I don't know if I ever shared this with you, Ben, but it took about 40 minutes for somebody from the sheriff's department to come out. And the reason for that, of the 8 vehicles that they had in the sheriff's fleet, only 2 of them were operable because the other 6 had hit deer.
Well, Dave, a rifle will take out deer quite effectively, too. So
now, what's the deer population like these days? I mean, do we need
It's trending up, and it's not the deer population that there's a concern with. There's some concern with the hunter population. That's an effective way to manage deer, and but that's a concern. That's part of the solution in keeping deer numbers reduced.
So do you allow hunters to get 2 deer in a season?
Yes.
Is that something that
out-of-state hunters get 2 permits whether they want them or not? If they apply for a permit, they get a doe permit along with that. That's part of what is issued to them. There's other changes that have made hunting, well, the hunting license, back to your Jingle Bell Rock thing, the hunting license now is a 365-day license. So the cost went up, but for $27.50, it now goes 365 days.
Hmm.
Not only that, but you can pay for 4 years and get 5. So you can buy a 5-year hunting license, and it will last. The cost of it is the cost of 4 years. So you get the 5th year free, and it is that holiday season, or it's coming right up.
Yeah. What about elk? I know that's an interesting one.
We have elk. And as long as the numbers, at least around Fort Riley, as long as the numbers are kept down to about 200 elk, we don't get, the phone doesn't ring about them until about February. They go to the winter wheat, and they'll be off of Fort Riley somewhat. That's when the phone rings. But there's a sweet spot there that once they get close to 200 or so, in the Fort Riley area, well, then they start, my phone starts going off, and there's, they're causing problems off of Fort Riley. Fort Riley's done some things to change, they have more winter wheat on Fort Riley in order to hold them on the fort somewhat more. And if you're out in those, overnight hours, that between midnight and 5 o'clock in the morning, they're moving around somewhat.
All right, and real quickly, looks like we're about out of time here, but there is a predator calling and trapping workshop coming up December 15th.
Yeah, there's no cost to that. It's at Tuttle Creek State Park. You can contact them. Not only do deer get smashed, but raccoons and other wildlife, this is a way to reduce or get some benefit out of those other animals rather than having them smashed.
All right. Ben Judlicka, game warden here with the Kansas Department of Wildlife, Parks, and Tourism. Thank you so much for being a guest here today on In Focus. And if you missed any of our interviews, we'll have them on our website later today here on newsradiokman.com.
All right. Thanks much. Now, 10 a.m. at News Radio KMAN. CBS News with more from California coming up.
They're your neighbors, your volunteers, your coaches. This is their home, too. Carpet One of Manhattan. They've got you covered.